Hello and welcome to Public Words Project. This is Anne-Marie Williams and I have a wonderful and exciting, well-educated guest with me. Please tell me your name, sister.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Excellent. And okay, so I have a list of questions for you. Okay, and this is your first podcast, is this correct?
It is.
You're doing well.
All right.
I see a future in podcasting for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Public Words Project, we have a list of questions, so we're going to go through them. Ready?
All right, go ahead.
We got the first one done. Your name. Second one is, where are you from?
I am from South LA, but my roots are from Puebla, Mexico.
Excellent. And what generation are you here?
First generation.
First gen?
College student.
Okay.
But... second generation immigrant.
Okay, got it. I see the qualification. I just had one point of view in my head because of something we're working on. So
yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. Okay, great. So what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is Mexican food.
Okay, can you be more specific?
I really love my mom's pozole.
Oh, good, yay!
That's my favorite.
Ooh, can I try some of your mom's pozole one of these days?
Sure, whenever she makes it. Usually it's when I come back from my trips, that's what I crave.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to try it, because I try to make pozole, and I'm getting pretty good at it. But nothing's better than mom's pozole, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your favorite word?
How awesome. Those are three words.
How awesome?
How awesome, that's two words. Yeah.
So what is awesome?
Just awesome.
And why awesome?
Why I don't know. I just use that word in anything.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's that. You can't give me with all that mind power in your skull. You can't tell me why awesome.
I don't know. On, it just comes. It just comes naturally to me just to say awesome. How awesome. Okay. Awesome.
That's cool. Good. What makes you laugh?
A lot of things make me laugh.
Could you be more specific?
I am clearly not prepared. I think little kids make me laugh a lot just because they're in their natural state and everything they do it without like thinking twice about it. So mm-hmm. I think it just comes natural and I just laugh about it.
That's nice. It's beautiful. One thing we didn't cover is what you do for a living.
Oh.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I am a behavioral health clinician, so I work with adults in a clinic setting, working together with doctors in providing the mental health aspect of situations that happen to individuals in a healthcare setting. So for example, if someone's going through, just got diagnosed with a certain illness, in order for them to be well, or all of us to be well, we also need that support from another person to be able to adjust or talk about it whenever we don't have other support system around us. So that's who I am. I'm inside a clinic and work with different patients from different age ranges.
Thank you for doing that. I applaud you for that. So important. Mental health, so important. And people tend to forget, like, we have to take care of our minds and our spirits and our souls just as well as we do our bones and our blood and our skin, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you, sister. I might be using you.
That.
I really appreciate what you do. And we have a connection. I met you through, you went to USC, correct?
I did go to USC.
Yeah. Tell me about your college flow.
I graduated from high school. I wanted to be a nurse back then, mm-hmm. So I applied to Mount St. Mary's because of the nursing program. Mm-hmm. And eventually when I was there, I realized that during my second semester that maybe nursing wasn't so something that I really wanted to do because my focus was more social justice, medical sociology, which is, looking at health disparities and how it affects our community of colors. And so
Go ahead.
And so I ended up doing medical sociology. So I switched my major to sociology with an emphasis in the medical part. And then I started working as a community health worker, with a different range of populations, both persons without health insurance, doing health first in the community in East Hollywood. And then I got the opportunity to also work at a homeless drop-in center. Mm-hmm. And that was when I first experienced someone having suicidal ideation. And I was kind of in shock because I didn't know what to do. But the nurse that was there was very experienced. And so I think that really motivated me into wanting to pursue a social work career in regards to mental health and building programs for communities. Mm-hmm. And so eventually I applied to USC for social work and I graduated. And
you met a character at USC. What character did you meet at USC?
I met a really great friend. Her name is Julissa.
Oh, Julissa's popping into my podcast again.
We met because of the Latino Social Work Caucus.
Nice.
And so we were both in the immigration committee. We went and traveled to Tijuana to be able to get a, what was it? It was a, like an immersion with both the Border Patrol, and we went to the other side in Tijuana to visit a shelter for individuals who crossed the border. We are both into immigrant rights. And so that's how I met Julissa.
So are you Guatemalan?
I'm not. I'm Mexican.
Oh. Well, I flipped that coin, didn't I?
I said my parents are from Puebla, Mexico.
I know. Because Julissa's sitting in the room, so that's why I'm was my ode to Julissa. Because I think everyone's Mexican. That's yes. And she's making a hand gesture towards us right now. Okay, good. Good. You sound great. And thank you for all that information. And thank you for all the work that you're doing. I super appreciate it. Being of service to the community is essential and a gift. So thank you for doing that. Okay, so let's get back to our fun-filled questions here. You told us about your educational process. You shared how you landed in your profession. What quality do you like most in a woman?
I think the most important quality is being supportive towards others and not expecting something back. I think we're natural givers.
Okay.
And I think that's something important for me, at least.
Okay, good. So that's your quality with women. What is your quality you like most in a man?
I think it's the assertiveness and compassion towards others.
Okay. Good. What is happiness to you?
Happiness is being able to be with the people you love and enjoy every single moment of it in the present.
That's important. Yeah. That's important to live in the now. A lot of us forget to live in the now.
Yeah.
And we have to keep that on top of mind. Okay, good. So we know what happiness is for you. What is failure to you?
That's a good question. Failure for me is doing something not the way that you wanted it to be, like the outcome, but knowing that you can learn something from that outcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't really see things as failure. I see them as learning lessons, points of learning.
Yeah. There's challenges that we face, but if we allow it to take over, then that's when it just spirals downward. But if we have that mindset that it's an opportunity to learn and grow, then I think we flip that mindset to that.
I like that. I like that a lot. So we asked you what failure is. What is success to you?
Success is to be able to get to your goals, however and how long it takes, but getting to them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So it's important to take your time, get to those goals, and only do what you need to do, not be caught up with other people's stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit earlier before we started the podcast. What is procrastination to you?
Procrastination is leaving something that you know you have to do all the way to the end. That's procrastination to me.
So you are an educated expert in mental health. And we started talking about procrastination. And I have my laywoman terms. What would be your first instinct when someone is procrastinating? Your first medical instinct, your first educated, trained instinct when someone's procrastinating?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is avoidance.
Okay.
Like avoidance of something that you know that has to get done,
mm-hmm.
but your mind quickly likes to go to survival mode, and so avoidance is like a defense mechanism, and it's just the way that you respond.
I like that. That sounds much better than my definition of procrastination. Okay, so this is something that's really important to me. I'm going to do a podcast on it. Surprise! Okay. Everyone's getting a preview here. Perfectionism. Perfectionism is something I'm really intrigued by right now, especially in communities of color, especially in my immediate life, in the immediate life of my female friends of color who are professionals, and just people in general.
Yeah.
But like, I'm noticing perfectionism is something us women really battle with. And I'm noticing as I'm talking, I don't know how many times I'm going to say noticing, so start counting. I am seeing that a lot of my friends are suffering from professional perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What do you think about perfectionism? How does it affect your life?
I think because we grow up in a community where there's always that, you know, constant battle of power and control ever since we're small,
mm-hmm.
that eventually the way that we survive in this community is by either having, you know, better grades than everybody else, because if you don't, then, you know, it's gonna create a pathway for you into this success in life, right? And that's, for me, that's something that I grew up with. Get good grades, don't procrastinate, right? and you'll do well in life. And so when you're in this community where it's like constant battle of survival, like it's this natural instinct to want to have perfection because it maintains this power over a certain situation. And if I don't have power over, you know, what's going on at home or what's going on in my community, then I can focus on my career,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what a lot, and that's what drives many people, having this control over your life is important, because then everything else around you could be coming apart, or it could be a struggle, but knowing that you can control your grades, you can control who you talk to, right? You can control at times the classes that you get, because sometimes you can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has this sense of control, and that's perfectionism.
Really? Yeah. I see that point. That's another point of view for perfectionism, and it sounds much better than the one that rings around and dances around in my head, so I appreciate you saying that. I really do. I'm not going to go into what I think a perfectionism is. You're going to have to listen to that podcast next Monday. But thank you so much for your input on that, because mm-hmm. I love talking to people and asking questions, because it helps me expand what gray matter I have left. So thank you. Okay.
All
so
right.
What advice would you give your kid self?
I've thought about this before, and I would tell her to do not doubt your abilities in life. I think I was filled with doubt when I was smaller as to like what I could do, what I couldn't do. So I think I would tell that 10-year-old, 15-year-old to not doubt her abilities, because it will take her to a lot of places that she never imagined she could be.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. We're going to end this podcast with one last question. What words of encouragement would you give to communities of color during these orange times?
I think to remember that community and building community is so important in times of like struggles and in times of not knowing what's going to happen. Knowing that you have an umbrella, right, that protects you, and that's your support system, your community, people that care about you, people that care about the community. Knowing that there's people who care and will do anything in their power to be able to advocate and support each other. I think that's something that I would say to people, that to know that they're not alone. We are not alone, because I include myself in the community, and that there's people watching over us that really have a good heart, even though there's people who don't. Yeah.
We're going to end it on that. Thank you so much for being on this podcast, and I look forward to working with you, and I look forward to being part of your next winning endeavors. Thank you so much. Have a great time.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you, sister.